This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lady Link. You are with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. It is a very special birthday show, isn't it?
It is.
Why?
Because it was your birthday yesterday.
It was my birthday yesterday. And you know, I had the most awesome birthday. I didn't just have a birthday. I had a birth week.
You had a birthday weekend. It was a pretty good weekend.
It was a very good weekend. I want to share with everyone what we did on the weekend because it was huge for us.
It was.
Like, it just all happened. Like, Friday night, you know, we kicked off down there to Tullamarine Airport in Melbourne.
To do the VIP pickup?
We did a VIP pickup. My very good friend, Carmen. She's going to hate me for saying that.
Carmen.
I like to call her the Carmenator. We picked her up from Melbourne Airport on Friday night. She came from Sydney just to see me.
Yes, I know. Isn't that
her
beautiful?
Her best mate. I do have best
present
friend.
Ever.
It is the best present. I mean,
okay. It was the second best present.
Well, there was a lot of presents over the weekend.
There were a lot of presents.
So, I was very blessed, but that was definitely one of the highlights of my birth week, is having my good friend come down for my birthday, so that was really nice. Saturday
was good.
It was so good. Basha, my lovely co-host, hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you going? Basha and the Carmenator and myself and my beautiful girlfriend, Nat, we went out for dinner with my dad.
Yeah, he's cool. I like
my dad. All right. Now, my dad, he has been following our show, which is kind of funny because there's some things he probably doesn't want to hear when he's listening.
That's why we do the dad warning.
Yes, the dad warning, which I don't think we're going to have a very big dad warning tonight. It's going to be pretty low key. So, but stay tuned because it's going to be good. We promise. It's going to be, you know, it'll be all right.
People have just tuned out.
No.
So, yes.
Anyway.
So, I got to meet your dad.
My dad's a character. He's, you know, they like to call him Once Upon a Time Rodney because he's got a million stories to tell.
He does. And he told a hell of a lot of stories about you.
Yeah, he did. He really shared all the embarrassing tales that, you know, I've been keeping in the closet for quite a while.
Yes, it was delightful. All the stuff you never actually told me. He just spilled the drink. He just spilled it all.
It was good, babe. Look, we went out to dinner at a teppanyaki restaurant. My dad shouted us all dinner, which was so lovely of him to do.
It was lovely.
And we were out there and we had such a good night. We went to Miyako, a restaurant called Miyako. And, we just had a really fabulous time having teppanyaki dinner. And then after that, we went out to D&M. So that's Commercial Road, South Yarra.
Yeah, so we took your dad to a gay club.
We took my dad to a gay club. Now, he's been to gay clubs before, so, you know, it's not really anything different for him.
No.
He's kind of used to it. So it was good value. I don't really, yeah.
But your dad had a lot of, I've got to say, your dad had a lot of fun. Let's describe the your dad to our listeners. So your dad's quite tall, I think.
Yeah.
Shaved head.
He's quite tall. He's very built.
He is quite built. And a beard.
Nice beard.
Yeah, but it's a trimmed beard.
It's well manicured.
Yes. Not one of those beards that's all, you know, like the
all
ZZ
over
top
the place. No. It's well manicured, shaped to the face, which kind of looks a little bit like
a
basketball.
A sort of a bear-esque kind of presence.
He does. He seems like a big bear.
He does.
Yeah, I'm sure he would drive the men of Melbourne quite wild.
Well, at D&M they were
They were circling.
And even the young women, as they were walking by, he'd make a little comment or, you know.
Slap their butt.
No, I wouldn't say that because he may get in trouble. But, yeah, and they would just turn around and go, aren't you cute? And I'd be like, and he was in heaven because he's like, he could get away with murder in these places because they all just thought he was gay.
Yeah,
and I like
was
you
gay. Poor dad.
Oh, I think he had fun. Come on, we left and he stayed there.
He did. So. I mean, we kicked off at about, what was it, nearly three, I think.
Nearly three in the morning. Yeah.
I was tired. Been a big day.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, he kicked in there and he had a good night. He's got stories to tell, which I can't share on the radio, but he's got some pretty good stories to tell. He went partying elsewhere afterwards, of course. So my dad, he knows how to do it, I tell you.
He's fun.
He has a really good time when he gets out there.
And Sunday. Tell everyone what happened on Sunday because that was brilliant.
I made a request of Nat, my beautiful girlfriend, to get me a pinata for my birthday.
And she did.
She did. She came through with the most awesome pinata of all time.
I know. I just wanted to smash that thing with a baseball bat.
Yeah, but that's because you don't like Miley Cyrus. Yes, now, I don't know if I've shared this on the radio before, but I'm in love with Miley Cyrus.
You have mentioned it before a thousand times.
She's great. She's just lovely. She's like...
So her face was on this piñata, and I saw this and just went, oh, my God, get me a baseball bat and hold me back because I'm going to smash this thing.
It was filled with a very large assortment of chocolates and lollies that I love. And, yeah, it was a very special gift.
And we were laughing because we then realised that maybe you actually wouldn't smash the piñata.
Well, I didn't want to, but if you notice in the photos, I kind of attacked the side because I really didn't want to hit her in the face because, you know,
why?
Australia says no. violence against piñatas.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Shame it wasn't Britney.
I see what you did there. That was funny. So, look, we have one more thing to discuss here is our general discussion, Basha.
But I was just going to say, guys, April 2nd deadline is approaching. Do we know what the deadline is for?
It's to write letters to the Senate in support of marriage equality.
Yes. It takes all of 2 minutes.
I love it when I get your questions right.
I know.
It's like I feel like I'm in pop quiz mode whenever I'm around you. It's ding, nice. Ding, it's
ding. I was trying to do the quiz music, but I just couldn't. It was not working.
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah. Hold on. I was going to do millionaire and now you're just confusing me. Spin the wheel.
Sorry, that's not what I was going for.
But, yeah, so come on, people. We're going to put the link on our website. So go and do this thing. It takes 2 minutes. They're at 10,000 submissions. We need more.
Yeah, we do need more because marriage equality is important. Even if you don't want to get married, even if you're not gay, it doesn't matter. We've got to stand up for what's right in this world.
Exactly.
And that is something that's very right in this world.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So you are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy 94.9. And we're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. you can send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, embarrassing things dads do.
Ooh.
Kind of a little bit in line with what we were talking about before.
Mm.
Just possibly. Welcome back. You're with Basha and Tian on our show, Lay Link. This is Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Tell us where you're coming from. We have been talking earlier. We had the April 2 deadline to write to the Senate about marriage equality.
Yes.
Very
that,
important.
People. Yes. And then something else that happened this week. It was yesterday, I believe. Something not that important, but, yeah, no, it was pretty important.
It was my birthday. All right, so my dad came to Melbourne. My dad lives in Tamworth in New South Wales. It's, like, ages away, and I never get to see him, so I was really excited that he made the time in his busy schedule to come down and see me for my birthday and spend time with, you know, me and my chosen family here in Melbourne because my chosen family is something that's really important to me. And we hung out, you know, we went out to dinner and we went out to a club. And on Sunday night, my dad came round for a roast dinner, which was really nice as well.
Make the chicken?
Yeah, I did. I made my famous roast
chicken. Your famous roast chicken?
Yeah.
Were the potatoes cooked before the...
We had sweet potato and potato mash.
Okay, good.
Instead.
Okay, good.
And that was really yummy.
Did
I can't remember.
You cook that on the stove as opposed to in the oven?
No, well, yeah, I boiled the potatoes and the sweet potato together. And I cut them up in really, really tiny pieces. Because I got an amazing set of knives for my birthday from that, so it was awesome. I've been slicing things all week.
I know, she's been chopping and slicing.
It's been amazing.
Like that, was that those knives? I think they were called the Netsky knives, where they cut into boots and tins. And I was waiting for you
to do
that.
These are better than that.
Look, I can cut a bread.
I cut tomato that was so thin that you couldn't even taste the tomato.
I know, you could see through the tomato.
It's amazing. Anyway, we're talking about knives. I don't even know why. We're getting on to embarrassing things that dads do. Now, we did witness on Saturday night, my dad, he had a pretty good time. He got along really well with you, Basha, and with Nat, and he also got along really well with the Carmenator. They had a pretty funny time because Carmen was outside talking to a really lovely young lady, and my father walked up to her and said something along the lines of, "All right, honey, you've had your fun. It's, you know, I said that you could do this once. It's time to come home now.
The kids are waiting.
The kids are waiting."
Yes. And you should have seen that poor girl's expression, both of them. Carmen didn't know what
hilarious.
To do. And this poor girl, she couldn't run away fast enough. She was so scared. She thought, "What have I just got myself into? I thought I was just chatting with this lovely girl and..." What? She's married, got kids.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty funny. So I walked out there after my dad had come back inside
after
and sort of swanned off into the crowd.
And she just calmed and this poor girl down.
Had just calmed down, and I walked out there and I went, oh, Mum, look, you know, Dad's waiting in the car. He said it's not funny anymore. You really need to just come home. And poor Carmen.
Her I know.
Face was just priceless. And this girl, she was out. She was just gone. She was, yeah, she wasn't even risking it. She was out of the place.
That's why you're not my wingman. Because you're no good.
But it's funny.
It's funny, but poor Carmen.
Oh, you've just got to make light of these situations.
I know. She did laugh at it, but it was funny. So what other things, what other embarrassing things has your dad done?
My dad's done a lot of, I wouldn't exactly say that my dad does embarrassing things. He does things that I find are really funny. I mean, he shared a lot of stories with you guys on the weekend that I wasn't very happy about, but that's okay.
I know, we had the drinks flowing and he was just spouting them out.
He has a habit of getting injured when he has a night out on the town. I mean, he's broken his hand once, and he's a very interesting dancer. The way that he dances is amazing. I could never ever dance like that.
I know, I did witness that, and I thought, is that why you don't dance? Because you're scared that you dance like your dad? Because it's very unusual.
It is unusual.
It's good.
It is.
He loves it, and he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look bad. But it's just a very unusual art of dancing.
It is very unusual.
But he's loving it.
I like it. I like watching him dance. But it's actually interesting because years ago now, he went out dancing one night and he snapped his Achilles heel when he was dancing. He was doing a move that I think he calls the pogo, which he jumps up and down on the spot. So you know how you see those African ads on TV? You know, they're like...
They're jumping.
They're doing that jump, that amazing jump that they do.
Yeah, and they leap like 2 metres in the air.
He does that, but he doesn't get 2 metres, but he does that, and he snapped his Achilles heel, which, I mean, you know, the tendon down there, if you snap that, it's just all bad news.
Yeah, I hurt mine for a while, and I was in agony, but
he completely snapped it, and they had to fish around in his leg to try and find it, because, of course, the muscle retracts. And
Oh,
it's good radio tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Talking about all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Do you have any embarrassing dad stories?
I don't so much as an embarrassing story. It's just a story that gets us all laughing. My parents came and visited me in Europe when I was living there. And my mother had a dream of always going to Paris. So we organised to take them to Paris, stay them in a nice 4-star hotel, you know, fancy schmancy.
You love me.
I know. But she wanted to go, so we thought, you know, we're going to do it well, we're going to do it nice, you know. Yeah. You know, it's a fancy hotel when you go to the breakfast buffet and there's a guy actually who cooks the eggs.
Oh, no, that is fancy. That is fancy. No brain, no bain-marie stuff there.
No, it's all fresh and they're making it for you and they have little chef's hats on. My mum's in heaven. Anyway,
that's a
not
buffet.
But that's not the embarrassing story. So we took my parents to the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
We took them there twice, once during the day, once in the evening. The evening we went up and had, I smuggled champagne up there, which you can't do anymore because they check your bags.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Yeah, because people take ashes up there and throw them.
Oh, well, there's nothing bad about that.
Yeah, but since terrorism and stuff, they check everyone's, they scan your bags.
Oh, wow.
So back then they didn't actually scan bags, so I took this bottle.
I don't recall having my bag scanned.
Yeah, they do it now.
Oh, okay.
So I took champagne up there. So at night we were standing at the top of the Eiffel Tower toasting Paris. But that was, but during the day we'd gone there earlier to have a look.
Yeah.
And we're standing there and, you know, we're all watching and everyone's mesmerised by this beautiful thing. And my dad just all of a sudden, I don't know what happened to him, but he was standing there, he's counting the lifts. And he's doing the, and one's going up, and another one's going down, and one's going up. And another one's going down.
Someone's slightly fascinated by movement.
Anyway, he was doing this for about 2 minutes. Finally, we all got fed up and said, Dad, one goes up, one goes down. It's the way it works. You know, like you don't have to count them. It's going to happen. You
up,
know?
Down, up, down.
But yeah, so my dad was doing that. But to this day, like I can just stand there and go up to my friends and go, and one's going up, and another one's, and we're just on the floor in stitches going, oh my God.
So, I hope they're listening and laughing right now.
I'm sure he's thinking, and one's going up.
And one's going down.
But I do love my dad.
Yeah, I love my dad too. I feel like we've, you know, our relationship grows the more time we spend apart. I'm being funny.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But see, my dad does good things. Like I went to a hen's night for my cousin's hen's night, and my dad kindly picked me up quite... I was a little bit intoxicated.
Oh, a little bit.
At about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, he came and picked me up in the city and drove
really
me home.
That's really lovely. That's really lovely.
And we were driving home in the car and the sun was coming up and I was sitting there thinking, I don't remember the last time my dad, like I've been in the car, quite inebriated, pretending to be okay. My dad's driving me home, and I'm like, "Oh, this is bringing back weird memories of like 17 or 18 years old." You know,
I have a lot of memories like that of my dad, you know, driving us somewhere and pretending to be okay.
I know you think you're doing a really good
job, but you're not. No, everyone can just see straight through
it. It's like, you know, and when you're 18, it's like really bad, or 17 or something. You're pretending I haven't been drinking.
No, I'm sober.
Dad, there's three of you. Help!
We could go dancing. Oh gosh! All right,
only with your dad though.
Yeah, only with my dad. If anyone has any embarrassing, funny stories that they would like to share about their dads, I mean, I just think, yeah, I think the world of my dad. So I'm happy to share anyone else's stories. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And you are back on Lay Link with Basha and Tian. This is Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now we are talking about our favourite charities.
We are. We're going to talk about our favourite charities.
Our favourite charities. Now, it's important to highlight charity, and I give to a few charitable organisations throughout the year because I believe that, you know, it's good karma points.
It is. I have a few charities. I like to support a few charities, let's say, well, as opposed to every charity, you know, just giving them a bit.
Yeah. I pick and choose, but I've got one at the moment that I'm really, really getting involved in, and that is the it's called Bark, and it's the have you heard of it? I think I've already told you about it. It's Bali Dogs. Now, if you've ever been to Bali, there are a lot of stray animals in Bali that run around, and a lot of them are infected with mange, and there's even a rabies, you know, crisis going down over there at the moment.
There are. And they're rather thin. Yes.
They're sick.
They are, I know.
They're really sick. And it's not only the dogs. There's a lot of other animals over there that go through this. I mean, this one organisation, Bark has feral cats. They have monkeys. They have pigs.
Monkeys?
Yeah, they have monkeys.
Yay.
Isn't that cute?
I know.
But I'm sure they're sick and they're probably not very cute at the moment. But monkeys are always cute in my book. Anyway, so basically, I've been getting involved with this. I was fascinated to find out that a $30 donation with Bark could actually feed over 120 dogs their dry food for 1 week. That's huge.
Like, that's pretty good.
That is amazing. Like, that's such a difference that you can make. Anyway, this foundation at the moment, they're actually trying to purchase land in Bali to make the first ever Bali, I guess you could say,
the dog home.
Dog home, yeah. Basically, this is land.
So it's not like a paddock.
No.
Where you get to send your dogs.
No, that's good. No.
That's good.
And basically, you know, they're trying to get this together, and it's a huge task that they have undertaken. And the stories that they're sharing online, some of them are just heartbreaking. I mean, you know, you see photos of these animals that come in and they're so sick and they're so just depressed. You can see how depressed these poor animals are. And then, you know, they will show you a photo later on down the line of this animal doing well. He's happy, he's healthy, he's been sent out to a foster home in the meantime.
He's actually been fed.
Yeah, he's been fed. And, you know, it's beautiful. The work that they do over there, it's not all just about, you know, getting dogs and feeding them and giving them a place to sleep. They're also, you know, they're fixing them. They're making sure they've got all inoculations.
As in fixing them?
As in fixing them.
Okay.
Spaying them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're also doing any work that they need done. So, I mean, there's some dogs over there.
So they get their teeth whitened.
You're being cute. Stop it. Anyway, no, I mean, they're doing
come
a lot
on,
of,
you always want to see it.
I know.
You know, when you see this dog, you know, you're walking down an alley and you see this dog look at you, you want to see those sparkly white teeth that's
growling
at you.
That's what dentobones are for.
Yeah.
But you can even send dentobones to Bali. Think about that.
There you go.
That's cool. Basically, this place over there, the work that they're doing is absolutely fantastic, and it's something that I'm really passionate about, and that I hope someone out there can, you know, feel my passion and get involved
feel
as well.
Your
but check them out, Google them. They're called Bark, BARC, and they are the Bali Dogs. And, you know, just the work they're doing over there is fantastic. But Basha, you've got one that you're going to share as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Red Cross. And by that, I also mean, you know, the blood donation. But what they do in areas that, you know, after war and things like that, I personally have a soft spot for them for the fact that, you know, my family grew up in war-torn Europe. And, you know, they were actually helped by the Red Cross. They were giving them food and medicine and things like that. So, yeah, that's one that I personally like to contribute to and make sure I donate to and always give nice, generous donations to.
Give generously.
So, yeah, that's one of mine.
And the Red Cross is really important. I suppose the blood donation side of it is something that I'm probably closer towards. I feel very strongly about giving blood because my family has had many strokes of bad luck over the years, and people who have donated blood have helped, you know, save lives of the people in my family, and I think that's really important and something that can touch anyone in our community is people who need blood. So that's definitely something to think about. You know, it's a couple of minutes that you get to be uncomfortable, but you could possibly save someone a couple of years. So
exactly. I think that's amazing. Or a lifetime,
exactly. Mm. The other one, just a couple to highlight, which I think are really important, is Lady Gaga and I think Oprah have gotten involved, and they have launched the Born This Way Foundation.
They have.
So we're going to be bringing that to you in our coming shows, a bit more information
you. How exciting. Yeah.
We've also got one that I need to mention, which is the Pink Ribbon Foundation.
Yes, very important.
It is very important. My mother passed away from breast cancer when I was 16, and it's very important for us to support the Pink Ribbon Foundation and the work that they are doing to find a cure, as well as Cancer Council Australia. Mm. I mean, the work that they do is amazing. So that's something that, again, I'm very passionate about and that I think everyone should get involved in.
No, it is. It is a very good charity to work with, and it affects many, many women.
It does. It does. I mean, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone out there that has not been touched by breast cancer in some way.
Yes. And one that I have is the Jolie Pitt Charities.
Can you just broaden on that for me?
Well, you know, it's the Brangelina.
And Brangelina.
The Brangelina Charities. I know they do a lot of work in the community, and she's always done a lot of work and support for the community, and I think that's really good. And she basically only does movies now just to finance her charitable work.
Is she part of the UN?
Hold on, let me just read this. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. There you go. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
Oh, too clever.
I know.
I love it when you prepare.
I know. Hey, look, I even brought the book because I read her book.
Wow.
About all her work that she did in charities.
You actually have a book.
Yeah, she wrote a book all about the her travels in Cambodia and stuff and how it affected her and how she helped them and everything.
I feel like you are so much more organised than me right now.
I just like to read.
It's been a crazy week.
The inner geek or nerd in me that just has to do that.
What is this book called?
It is called Notes from My Travels, Angelina Jolie.
Okay, and it is about all of her journeying through Cambodia.
Yes, her visits from refugee camps in Africa, Cambodia, Pakistan, and Ecuador.
Aww.
Ecuador.
All right, so we've highlighted some pretty good charities here.
And let us know what yours are.
If you do give, you know, generously, that's really great, but, you know, share with us which charities you give to.
Yes.
We would like to be able to highlight a charity every once in a while because we think it's important to give back. Charity does start at home, though.
It does, and just don't forget that there's the Anzacs coming up soon. Buy your pins.
Yes, Anzac Day. All right, so you are listening to Bash and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Lay Link. You are with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio on 0427 Joy 949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can even send us a message on our Facebook page, Lay Link. And remember to like our page while you're at it so you can keep in touch with Melbourne events and our topics for the show.
Yes, and we've got a few messages.
We do?
We have, someone sending their love to Tian. Aww. And we've got happy birthday messages to Tian.
Isn't that lovely?
So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Or gentlemen.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are, because your names are not there. But, you know, thanks. We appreciate it.
I'm feeling the love. It's nice.
So last week we started the discussion about the IVF clinics.
The IVF clinics. And they are promoting, basically they're doing advertising that's aimed at gay men. Which I think is great. I think it's great. They're opening those doors, so to speak, or opening legs. And, you know, they're asking gay men in the community, come forward, you know.
Literally.
Give.
Generously.
Generously. And, you know, just get involved. So anyway, we've printed this out here. It's a Melbourne IVF clinic, and the campaign is targeting men to become clinic recruited. which is an anonymous sperm donor, and this aims to help hundreds of heterosexual and same-sex couples and single women have a family of their own, which is the ultimate gift of life.
It is.
That sounds a little bit sus. Anyway.
But the statistics I heard on part of their show was that they were talking about the fact that kids in IVF is growing in the gay community. So, you know.
Well, of course it is, because, you know.
People are, yeah.
Hello.
They wanted to have kids.
Well, I was going to say, well, of course it is, because it's an option now, and we're gay,
yes.
And we can't make it happen.
No. So you just go to hit up a friend, you know.
No. I could never do that. Oh, my
Turkey
gosh.
Turkey bastard. Anyway. We continue. Back to your article.
To anyway, so basically, you know, this Melbourne IVF Clinic is doing these ads, and I think they're even doing ads which are on Joy.
They
as
are.
Well, which
they
is
are.
Great.
They're in magazines. They're on television, everything. They're everywhere. They're getting a lot of media coverage.
But I think it's great. I mean, it says here recent media articles refer to sperm donor arrangements where the sperm donor is known to the recipients and where they had a signed co-parenting agreement. In this instance, it is the responsibility of two parties to seek independent legal advice to agree on the legal rights and responsibilities in relation to the child if the donor establishes an ongoing relationship with him or her. Now, if you go to an IVF clinic and you become a clinic recruited, which means anonymous sperm donor, you don't need to go through that purpose. Because, and it actually outlines it here, that the Status of Children Act 2008 for Victoria states that the man whose semen is used in assisted reproductive treatment that result in a child will be presumed for all purposes not to be the father of the child, whether or not he is known to the woman or her partner, female or male, if applicable. So that's basically saying that if you don't want to be a part of that, that's fine.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And that's good because it's getting, you know, hopefully getting more people to come forward and to give the gift of life.
I know, and the people that say that they're going to breed gay children, well, I don't know any gay people who have gay kids, but I know a lot of straight people who have gay kids.
Yeah, it's interesting that, isn't it?
It is. Mm.
Because, you know, my dad, I mean, yeah, he hangs out in gay nightclubs, but he's not gay.
Neither is mine.
Happily married with now 4 children. and I'm the only gay one, for the record.
Only gay in the village.
I'm the only gay in the village. Well, I hope I am.
Mm.
Actually, I hope I'm not.
No, don't go there. Anyway, continue.
What?
They're little.
I know, but it would be nice to have, you know, another person in the family that sort of gets that. It would be nice. I know there are lots of people out there that do have gay siblings. We're getting onto a totally different topic.
We are.
Gay siblings.
But yes, I think it's very good that they're doing this campaign and allowing
it up.
Opening it up and allowing that. Because, you know, a lot of people want to do IVF and they're now opening it up to everybody. Mm-hmm. And if these men feel that they would like to make a donation, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea too. And, you know, I was actually just thinking something that's really... I should have thought it before. If there are heterosexual people out there that are turned off by the idea of the possibility, the very rare possibility, of getting gay sperm... So stupid... then, you know, maybe they're not the people that we want having children.
Probably not.
Mm.
I think they should be screened out of the IVF program. I think they
hate
shouldn't allow...
Hate breeds hate, Basha.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should allow everyone to donate. But, of course, checking health and everything before. But, you know, if you're purchasing the donation, I think there should be very strict rules.
I agree. I definitely agree. And I think that they should also have a test, a parenting test. You've got to take this test to allow you to have children.
Well, you can stand having children, so they put you in a room with a screaming 2-year-old.
No, because, yeah, there are some people out there that maybe just shouldn't have been allowed.
There's a lot of people out there shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
Yeah. Oh, dear. We could
really
get a
reality show
on
based on kids with kids.
Kids with kids?
Kids with kids, you know,
what?
Like 15-year-old kids pushing prams.
Oh,
prams.
No, that's just wrong.
It is wrong.
No.
What's wrong with adult people who've decided they want to have a kid, you know? I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, as long as they're, you know, law-abiding, you know,
exactly.
Nice people in the world. We don't want
taxpayers.
Yes.
Like all the gay community are.
You've got to pay your taxes.
You don't have to
pay
your taxes.
What is that quote? There's only two
death
things that are sure in life, death and taxes.
That's very true.
It is quite true, actually.
You can't avoid either.
There's got to be something else that's sure in life.
We're all gay. We're all secretly gay.
We're all secretly gay.
They're all
just
closeted. The world is closeted. Come out, everybody.
Wherever you are.
The big gay village. Big gay Melbourne.
Oh,
Melbourne,
dear.
Melbourne becomes gay.
Look, I would be really keen to know what the screening process is for anyone that is going out there and donating sperm. I'm just curious, like, you know, what kind of questions are they asking these people? That's what I want to know. So, look, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We do want to hear from you, and you can be anonymous, that's fine. You don't have to include your name. But please give us some info, because this is something that we'd like to follow later on. It's, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Gay IVF. Mm. I don't mind it.
I think it's brilliant.
I think it's great for our community, that's for sure.
It is.
All right, you're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. So on next week's show, I'm a bit of a spoiler alert here if you are listening live. We are going to be talking about bisexual dolphins. Just putting that out there.
Wow. All right,
but
good.
You may not agree with me, but yes, we are.
That's all right. I'll have to do some research to know what the...
Dolphins are bisexual. Scientists have proven it.
I've heard that before. But
I'll read the article next week.
You will?
Because I
will actually read the article before next week. I'll find several other articles also to read.
Lovely.
I like to get a nice...
Overview.
So that I can give match your underview.
My underview.
I know, that sounded disgusting.
I'm confused.
Don't worry. That sounded horrible.
What exactly is going on here?
I don't know. All right. So, yes, that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We are Basha and Tian, our show Lay Link, and you can find us on Facebook and like our page. Unfortunately, there is no love button, but if there was, we would find it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.